Report: 11 violent illegals including gangbangers deported to El Salvador. By Amy Furr on April 14, 2025. 11 violent illegal aliens were reportedly deported over the weekend as President Donald Trump works to remove foreign gangs from American communities. The group included 7 alleged Tren de Aragua members and 1 MS-13 member. The New York Post reported on Monday, noting they were deported to El Salvador. The outlet cited a senior Trump administration official who stated others in the group had been previously busted for crimes including rape, making terrorist threats, assaults, and robberies. The news comes after deportations reportedly reached over 100,000 since Trump took office for a second time in January, according to Breitbart News. The outlet noted that Americans had been suffering in the aftermath of former President Joe Biden's disastrous border policies. The Post article cited more details about individuals in the group who were kicked out of the United States. Among them was Daniel Alexander Fernandez Rodriguez, a suspected DEA member who was nabbed in the Big Apple last year for grand larceny and a robbery, the official said. He was later arrested in Illinois, too, for burglary and obstructing justice. Another migrant, Jose Santos Robles, had been convicted of raping a 15-year-old in New York in 2016. Robles, who had no apparent gang ties, was sentenced to 10 years probation for third-degree rape, according to the official. It comes after Secretary of State Marco Rubio had earlier declared that 10 criminals with ties to the two gangs had been deported to El Salvador. The White House later clarified that 11 had been booted. The news comes after the U.S. Supreme Court cleared the Trump administration to enforce deportations of gang members per the 1798 Alien Enemies Act, Breitbart News reported on April 7. In doing so, the court lifted a block imposed by U.S. District Judge James Boasberg. The report noted, in March, Trump invoked the Alien Enemies Act to allow for the expedited removal of illegal Venezuelan migrants who were suspected of being members of the Tren de Aragua, DEA, gang. During a recent cabinet meeting, Trump outlined plans to recall illegals for deportation from jobs in the farming and hospitality sectors, saying, "We're going to work with people so that if they go out in a nice, legal way and go back to their country, we're going to work with them right from the beginning on trying to get them back in legally. So it gives a real incentive to leave. Otherwise, they could never come back," he said.